I speak to you in the name of God. Amen. Did you ever wonder how near is not far? To the scribe who responded to Jesus' comment on the great commandment, Jesus answered, "You are not far from the kingdom of God, but how close is not far?" Remember Zeno, the ancient Greek philosopher. He's best known for his paradoxes of motion. In his most remembered paradox, he argued that to get from A to B, you first have to go halfway. And from there you have to go halfway. And from there you have to go halfway. So in principle, you'll never get to B, no matter how close you come. You'll always be not far from your goal, but not there. I thought about Zeno this week, not something I do regularly, while listening again to Mark's version of the love God and love your neighbor exchange between Jesus and the curious scribe. When Jesus was asked, "What is the most important thing of all?" he answered, as any pious Jew would have answered, then or now, "Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad." Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The scribe, in one of the more buttering up responses in the New Testament, said, "You're right, teacher. You did a good job. You answer correctly. Good for you. All the loving is more important than any sacrifice." And Jesus, channeling Zeno, said to the scribe, "Well, you're not far from the kingdom of God." So when you're not far, where are you? When you think about it, the entire Gospel of Mark is about the kingdom of God. Maybe the whole New Testament is an extended reflection on what it will be like when God's name is praised throughout the earth and all people live in peace and goodwill. But even at the beginning of Mark's story, as Jesus rises from his baptismal water and survives his time in the wilderness, all he says is, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near." Not far, near. In most of our experience, near or not far is a tantalizing reminder of failure. A couple of weeks ago, the Buffalo Bills could not advance the football 6 inches on fourth down. And they were that close to a touchdown. But alas, no score, and they lost the game. Not far was not good enough. In the year 2000, when the presidential election was decided by the Supreme Court ending the vote recount in Florida, Al Gore was within a few hundred votes of winning the presidency. Not far. Alas, for him, not far was not good enough. So why taunt us with the compliment, "You are not far from the kingdom of God"? Why not instead urge us to try again and try harder? After all, the great commandment and its second are couched in terms of doing. And if we get close enough to be not far, would not a little extra effort get us there? Zeno's paradox notwithstanding. The problem, of course, is that the commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Fills the canvas, stretches all our energies, allows for no hedging, and we all fail. How can we rejoice at getting near to the kingdom when we've been asked for all of everything? How can not far satisfy our souls and fulfill our hopes? Well, maybe not far is the best we can do. Maybe not far is the best we can do. Perhaps we should be delighted to get so near the promise. Better folks than us have only gotten not far. Moses ended his life on Mount Nebo, gazing across at the promised land, but not there. Martin Luther King Jr. acknowledged on the last night of his life, "I may not get there with you, but we as a people will get there." Even Jesus' disciples only got close or not far. They fled the crucifixion. They hid in fear. They needed an extra boost from the Holy Spirit to move along and face the world. So maybe it is time for us to be satisfied with doing our best. In our polarized and ideological world, we have a hard time being satisfied with getting not far. Witness Congress trying to pass legislation. No matter which party, they're all the same. We want to win it all, accomplish all our goals. We get depressed when we come up short. But the truth is that we can, in fact, only do our best. In the passage from Deuteronomy, the great commandment is laid out, and Moses tells the people that they need to work on this every day in every way. These words should be on your heart. You should teach them to your children. You should talk about them when you're at home, when you go walking, when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall wear these commandments on your body and put them on the doorposts. Ever seen that on the house of a Jewish family? Maybe that way you will remember the commandments. And it takes all of this to keep the commandments. You can't just show up in the glory moments as James and John wanted to do and expect to honor God. You can't keep the commandments without the help of others. You can't be perfect, no matter how hard you try. This morning we prayed that we may run without stumbling. But that's just our prayer and hope, and we still stumble. St. Augustine of Hippo reminded us that the problem of human sin is that we love everything more than the one we should love, God. And knowing how inadequate our efforts are, we keep doing it. The Buffalo Bills could not gain 6 inches because the blocking of the offensive line was not good enough. The quarterback slipped. Maybe the moon was in the wrong cycle. Who knows what else stymied their effort. Al Gore might have won the presidency if he'd won his home state of Tennessee and not had to depend on a few hundred votes in Florida. We try and we try, and still the best we can get is not far from the kingdom. But you know, the kingdom is always coming. It is always being forged in acts of love and kindness, justice and courage, sacrifice and hope. Remember earlier in the gospel how Jesus said the kingdom arrives automate, on its own. Our experience, if not our theology, surely tells us that our best hope is to get not far. And even not far can be gratifying. Zeno's paradox is a tantalizing conundrum of logic, and it's so much fun to contemplate and try to find a way around it. But God is not Zeno, and it matters not if we only keep getting halfway to our goal. At some point, we will acknowledge that we can only offer our laudable service, we can only love God and our neighbor by God's good grace and strength. We would have no hope if we had to get to the end by ourselves. So after you've done your very best, and you hear you are not far from the kingdom of God, be glad and rejoice. Not far is a good place to be. God will carry us the rest of the way. Amen.